And that was leading us right into our guests that are in the studio right now. And the guests are Diane Covington and Landon Carter, and they're here to talk about their book signing, which, and by the way, their book is called Falling in Love Backwards. So we'll have to hear more about why it's called that. And the book signing will be Saturday, May 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Tomes Books, 671 Maltman Drive in Grass Valley. So good morning to Diane, good morning to Landon, and welcome to KVMR.
Good morning.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
Yeah. So you have a book, you wrote it together, which is, that must in itself have been a process. It's called Falling in Love Backwards.
And the subtitle is An Unlikely Tale of Happily Ever After.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tell us, where did the title come from?
Well, I'll start first and then Landon can jump in. This is Diane, obviously. We started where most relationships end, which is with the tough conversations, the really uncomfortable ones that make you want to run away. So that's why we called it Falling in Love Backwards, An Unlikely Tale of Happily Ever After, because the way we started, it was unlikely that we were going to get to happily ever after, and we did. So we discovered by not being afraid to face the really difficult conversations and telling the truth with each other that we found not only more freedom from our own pasts as individuals, but more love and intimacy together. So it was really a great experiment. We'd both been involved in personal growth for most of our lives, and so we took on our relationship as kind of an experiment to see, okay, well, if we don't end up together because this is tough, we'll at least have learned a lot, and then we'll be more ready for a real relationship that with someone where we would succeed, because we both wanted a real relationship, a committed relationship. So, Landon, do you want to add to that?
Well, I was just going to say that that Diane's the hero in the book. She's the one that kind of held it together and stayed in there while I went back and forth of my doubts and my, oh, I'm not sure you're it, and, you know, and what about this and what about that? And, you know, the book really portrays, because Diane had written so much in her journal, done a lot of writing and continuing to write in her journal. And so we had the thread of the story, and Diane said to me, well, Landon, if you just put your part in terms of what were you thinking and what were you going through at the various times in the story, then we'll have a book. And so it goes, you know, back and forth between Diane saying, you know, kind of the storyline and what she was going through, and then me saying what I was going through, and kind of the male point of view. And, you know, all the time I've spent a lot of time really trying to become more evolved as a human being. I mean, you know, whether it's going to India and, you know, when I was a young adult, at this point at 70, I say young lad almost, and saying, well, I don't care. I went to Harvard Business School and Yale, but this isn't working for me, and so I've got to find the answers. And so from about the time of when I was 28 until now, I've really been on the path of how do we resolve the fundamental and underlying issues of that we're born into and that arise in our early childhood. And I also wanted a partner that was willing to stand up to me. And this is where Diane is really the hero.
Oh, that sounds good. Interesting. Oh, go ahead.
We found that in an intimate relationship, you can resolve the deep issues that you want to resolve in your life. In fact, that's what comes up, and that's why it's so challenging to stay there. It's because the really big things that eventually will set you free, if you can get through them, come up. So
that's true. And I'm sure that your story will resonate with many others, because the falling in love, or the falling in love backwards, but many people, when they hit that hard part, it falls apart.
That's right. And most people fall in love with a big fantasy, and it's great, and they're high, and it's life is great, and they can't eat, and they can't sleep. But then the bubble bursts, and then there's a real person there with issues, and your own issues come up, and then it's like, well, what happened? And then most people go on and just find the next fantasy person and try and do it again. But, you know, you never really get down to the real issues that will set you free.
So exploring the depths of such is what you do in this book,
yeah.
And then also in your lives and your life experience and working together.
And it's interesting that we're here on your beautiful show about songs, because one day when we were going through this, and I heard the song Simple and True on KVMR, that the people were actually in the studio, and I told over and was just like shedding a few tears. It was so beautiful. And it was about staying open, you know, really staying open in the midst of what's going on in your relationship and staying, you know, not just shutting yourself off. And that's really what led to our resolution to the happily ever after was for me to keep staying open, even when he was doubting and telling me things that were very hard to hear. Like, you know, you're not it. And, you know, no woman wants to hear that. And most women who've read the book say, you know, if I could have punched him, I would have, you know. So, but he redeemed himself at the end.
We also identified some of the agreements that really need to be in place to kind of do the kind of things that we did. Things like you got to be responsible for your own upset. You know, mm-hmm. The other person triggered it, let's say, but, you know, now I'm upset. What do? Do I blame the other person? Do I try to get them to change? None of those things we found have worked. And so it's really, when I'm upset, I look to myself. Rather than blaming the other person, I look to myself, and then we talk it through. And you know, where did that come from? How is that similar to things that, you know, experiences or emotions or things that I felt when I was very young? And so it's really using the relationship as a vehicle for our own individual personal growth, and then that contributes to the relationship being better because each of us are more open and vulnerable.
Do you have a website about your book?
Yes,
as well?
We do. It's www.fallinginlovebackwards.com. So people can go there and sign up and get emails and information and, you know, about everything that's going on. We also have a blog where we're, you know, sharing things that are still learning in the ongoing relationship. And the last blog post I did was "Girl, Where Was Your Pride?" Which is what one woman said to me when she sat down across the table from me at lunch and had just read our book. And so I responded to that.
Very interesting. So you were talking before we took that little break about the agreements that couples should make. I hate to use the word should, but it's helpful.
It's like the agreements we came up with that helped us get to happily ever after
so,
when we fell
yeah,
in love
you're
backwards.
Not saying it's prescriptive necessarily, but it was useful and helpful in your process.
It's suggestions, yeah. And like Landon just said about people, you want to say that about standing on our shoulders?
Well, I mean, I you know, one of the things, it would seem a shame that people who are starting off in life, you know, in their 20s and 30s, don't have the advantage of what we've learned. You know, I'm 70, so, you know, what I've learned in lots of years and a number of relationships, why don't they stand on our shoulders? And, you know, because you don't need to relearn it. That's hopefully how society will evolve. You know,
and that's
not only,
why we wrote it, too.
Yeah.
That's why we wanted to share our experiences. We thought, well, you know, even if this helps a few people, it's worth it. Because we went through it, and we got to happily ever after, and I've noticed I was single for a while, and you know I'm a baby boomer, and there's a lot of people out there looking for relationships, and it does tend to get harder to stay open when you're older because you have more baggage, and so this is kind of like a route through the baggage is what we're trying to show people, you mm-hmm. know, because we didn't know we had baggage until we got really close, and then like whoop, there's some baggage, you know. And we negotiated through it. And I always laugh when I hear Diana Krall sing the song, "Let's Fall in Love. Why shouldn't we fall in love?" And she says, "Why be afraid of it?" And she says, "I'll tell you why." And I was like, well, that says a lot. So anyway, so we're trying to say, look, you don't have to be afraid of it. And do you want to talk about one of the other agreements? We've got just a couple other ones.
Well, I mean, one of the things
telling
is, the you know, one of the things has to do with really being open and transparent. And so it's really uncomfortable to say often what's in your mind. But those are the things that if they're not said, then you close down around them. And now there's a part of our relationship that I can't talk about. And I don't want to upset you about this. Well, I better not go there. And so all of a sudden, rather than it being more and more open and more and deeper and more more connected in terms of your experience with the other person, it becomes less so. And so this is a way of breaking through that in a way that is responsible, where each of us is taking responsibility for our own upsets, where if we're telling the truth in terms of what our truth is, not the truth, but just what I'm experiencing at this moment. And then there's another agreement is I agree to listen to what's going on with you when you're talking.
I think you talk about that. Yeah. Like one of the things that we learned to say, or I would say to Landon if I was upset, is I just got hooked by something you said. And I could imagine this big hook coming out and just grabbing me, you know. And it's like we all have this humanity that we live inside of. It's human machinery, and we get hooked. And so instead of saying, boy, you know, you shouldn't have said that, I'm really upset now, I just say, well, I really got hooked, and this is what happened. You know, it came from my childhood. I feel invisible. I feel misunderstood, whatever. And so that's how we got through the truth-telling, that it wasn't scary. It is always uncomfortable, but we knew that the other person wasn't going to blame us or cause this huge argument. And then the thing that was really listening to each other, to really listen to each other without interrupting and without, you know, jumping in and saying, no, that's not what I said, whatever. You got to really create a safe space for the person to communicate and say, okay, I hear that's how you felt. You know, this is how I feel. So that kind of back and forth communication of really listening, it was just huge. Really,
yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. That sounds, you know, really meaningful work that you've done. And it's great that you were able to put it down on paper. So many times people go through these processes, they keep them all inside or in their own little group. And this is an opportunity for people to talk about it as using this maybe as a little insightful thing to.
Yeah, and when you said writing the book together, it was actually quite easy to write it together because by the time we did, we'd gotten through the issues, and it was really seamless, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun, and we really enjoyed the process. And
would you recommend that as to other couples as well, then? Just to kind of
I don't know. I'm a writer. He's a writer. So, I mean, you know, that helped a lot, but I don't know.
But it's good to honor that and put it down on paper. So thank you for sharing that. And thanks for being here this morning. And I want to let you go off into this beautiful day to enjoy the weekend. And if they want more information, 265-4050 or your website.
www.fallinginlovebackwards.com. And I just want to end by saying we discovered that there really is such a thing as happily ever after, no matter how old you are.
Exactly.
Yay. They were right. They were right. Well, thanks again for being here. We're going to go out with Patty Casey and a song called Tender Heart.
Thank you.